Continuing in Siman Reish Mem Dalid, if I remember correctly, we're holding in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ches. So we're learning Reish Mem Dalid is talking about Kablonis. So a person hires a guy to do a job, and the guy does it on his own time, so he's allowed to do it even on Shabbos. But Shulchan Aruch said it's only if it's Bitsina that not everyone recognizes that it's Jewish work. But if it was Yadua and Mefur Semes, so then people are going to think they're going to be Chayshed him, even though Api Halach, it's Mutter to hire him to do the job, but people are going to think that you hired him by the day, as a day worker, and that's Aser. So we said, but that since it's a Maris Ayin thing, so the Shulchan Aruch said, if the work was done either b'medina or b'sayich atchum, so you're not allowed to let him do the work because the royim are not going to know that this was a case where you hired him for the job. So that is where we're holding in Sifkatan Ches, about halfway down on the Amud Beis of Reish Mem Dalid, b'medina. So he says, if the work is in the medina, now when I translated medina, when I read it in the Shulchan Aruch, I translate, I said, Medina here means the city. It doesn't mean the country. Hainu b'soicho ir shekari Medina lepamim. Sometimes the city is called Medina, says the Mishnah Berurah. So what we're referring to over here, that the Malacha was in the Medina, doesn't mean somewhere in this country, because once it's out of the Tchum, it's not a problem. So Medina here means in the city, or b'soich ha-Tchum, that's Sifkat and Tes ha-Tchum. Why? Sherigilim anshei ha'ir lipamim leilech l'sham. Because even though it's not in the city, but sometimes people from the city will go to the next city, which is in the Tchum, or this building site, which is in the Tchum. So again, you'll have the problem, people seeing the guy and working for this guy on Shabbos, and not knowing that it was Kablonis. Sivkat and Yod, so you're not allowed to asur lei lehanicha. You're not allowed to let him do the malacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Isa b'sefer chasidim simen shin memches. Sefer chasidim simen shin memches brings ma'isa ba'adam echad. There was a story with a person, shesachar eina Yehudi livnois beisai b'kablonis. He hired a guy to build his house by the job. V'ya eina Yehudi b'ayna b'shabbos, and the guy was building it on Shabbos. V'ya misramim alav, and people came with him, they were upset at him, they had tainas on him. This guy is doing work for you on Shabbos. He didn't care. He didn't pay any attention to it. And it wasn't a very long time that piece of land that this guy was working on was not left to this yid, not for himself, not for his children, meaning it was gone, it was lost. Somehow it got taken away from him. So why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this here? Because one might say, okay, listen, the whole thing's a Maris Ayin. All right, so the Bichayish is me, like, how bad is it? It's not real Isser, right? You know, you might say, we kept on saying in this Simen and the Simen before, we keep on saying, Medina, it's Mutter, but there's a Maris Ayin. So you think Maris Ayin is not so serious. Chazal made a Maris Ayin, and so he bringing this Maitzer from the Sefer Chasidim that it says, The Shulchan Aruch was Asur Lo Lahanicha. Don't let him continue doing it. So he brings this mice. It's a very serious thing that to not keep this halach. Okay. Now we read the Ramah in the second line on top. We had read the Ramah that said, "Bafilu imdar bein ha'ini Yehudim." Even if you live amongst Goyim, so you'll say, "Well, there's nobody in the city that's Jewish. Like, what's the difference?" No, we're afraid that either guests might come or your own household might be chayshedim. So let's say the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, Imdar, writes a loymar, Shehu dar michutz l'tchum ha'ir. He's living outside the tchum of the Jewish city, so to speak. V'gam ein ir acheretz b'soich tchumai. And there's no other city in his tchum. Afilu hachi aser. It's still aser. Why? There might be some guests who come and end up in his city, and they come as a guest of his, and they're not going to know that it was by the job. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming along and saying, I'm trying to understand what's going on over here. What's going on? Here we're saying that even if the guy lives way outside somewhere, Bein Ha'akum, so the Mishnah Berurah says, well, what do you mean? There's no Jews around? Like, well, yeah, I'm living way outside the Tchum. I'm outside the Tchum, so the closest, my city, so to speak, or the Jewish city is not near me. There's no city near where I am in the Tchum either. Right? Still, it's Aser. It's still Aser. One second. You just told me, and we're going to say in the next line, the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's outside the Tchum, and there's no city beside the Tchum, then it's okay, because who's going to be there? So which one is it? Is it okay or not okay? So in that, the Mishnah Berurah says a chilek, and he says, well, it depends where you are. Where you are. In the first case, yes, the work site was outside the Tchum of the city. It's not within a Tchum of any city, but you're there. If you're there, you might have a guest come for Shabbos. You have family who lives with you. So that already itself makes a problem. However, the next case in the Shulchan Aruch that says, since it's only Marisai, and if it's outside the Tchum, and there's no Jewish city within the Tchum is Mutter, that's talking about you're not there. That's what he says. Umadimakilin lekameh, this last line, he says, this that we are lenient in the next case, mi bachutz l'tchum, when it's outside the Tchum, haynu kisharak hamalacha hisham. That's when the work site is there, aval hu atzmai dar be'ir. You're living in the city. So therefore, there's no Jews over there. Not you, not anybody else, not in the Tchum. So then you don't have to worry about anyone getting there. But if you place one Jew there, including yourself, once there's one Jew, there's going to be guests. There's going to be family. That already is included in the problem of Marisayin, and therefore it's us. Okay, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Vigam Ein Ir Acheres, and there's no other city within the Tchum. Don't think that it's only if there's a city within the Tchum of the worksite. What if there's no city, but there's one lone Jew who lives within the Tchum of your worksite? That's also a problem.
And you have to command the guy before Shabbos not to work on Shabbos.
Not sure exactly why he points that out here. That's L'chaira everywhere. But that's what he says. Okay, now we're the Shulchan Aruch continues and said, but if the Malach is outside the Tchum, and there's no city in the Teicha Tchum, and we know the Mishnah Berurah explained to us that means, and you, the Jewish owner, are not there either. So then, that's what we said, it's Mutter.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yugimel Mutter, the Sulaka Mishnah Marisayin. There's no Marisayin. And, what do you mean? How could you have a guy doing work? Okay. Ve'ein Yehudi ki tarach b'didei katarach.
The guy, when he is tarach, when he's working for himself because it's for his own time and his own convenience. And that's why he's working, but not for you.
Okay. V'hinei. So now says the Mishnah Berurah. Mitaych mashin isbar b'zeh hasif. Muchach.
And this, the way the Mishnah Berurah is setting it up, this seems to have been a common issue in the cities in Europe, and that's why he's pointing it out. In other words, it's like when we come to this siman and we say, well, listen, this is not so negiah to us. We're not farmers, we're not this, we're not that. It's not so negiah to us. The Mishnah Berurah says, I have a case, it's negiah to us. From what we see from this sif, muchach, the osr lisker ein Yehudi bekablanus, lefanais zivloi mechatzer, v'u'oise boi b'shabbos. There was a garbage collector in the olden days. The garbage collector went around to all the chatzeres, so all of the yards, and he would clear away all the zevel, all of the garbage. So you want to hire a guy as the garbage collector. Bu oisa bai b'shabbos. And he's going to do it on Shabbos. So, du misakin ha-chatzer bozeh. Now, what's the point of it? The point of it is because once the zevel's there in the chatzer, it's not usable. It's not usable. You can't plant there. You can't do anything over there. So you hire him to take it. So that's called be mesakein the chatzer. Now he's not really doing a meleches mechubar. Mechubar means you're building, you're harvesting, you're planting. And the Shabbat says, if you're clearing away the zevel in order to make it that your land is usable, so that's also called mechubar, and that's called being misakin achatzer. V'ubichlal meleches mechuber. That's called doing melacha on something on land. Okay, so therefore, the fact that you hired him to do the job doesn't help you. Because since everyone knows it's a Jewish yard, and it's mechuber, and that's we saying the whole time, that's much more chomer. So therefore, there's an isser of hiring him to do it of marasai. V'yesh mekaymais, shenegin heter l'sararoi likach hazevo meirechai. Now, there are places, this is not your personal garbage collector. A city garbage collector. They hire that there should be a guy to take the zevel from the rechai, from the streets. Again, the first case of Mishnah Berurah was talking about your personal chatzer. That's where he said there's no heter for that. What about the streets? Avsha oisaboy b'shabbos. So there seems to be, there's such places that have a minig that they do that. They hire a guy and his job is to collect the garbage from the streets and he does it even on Shabbos. Because of Hamogen Avram, so Hamogen Avram says, what's going on here? The taimam divishal rabim leka chashoda. A new twist to this idea. And that is, when it comes to things that are for the public, we don't have a chashad. Chashad, suspecting someone of doing an iser, that chazal were nervous about people suspecting an individual of doing iser. Individuals. But to say that tzibur gets together and does something in an usher dick away, that chazal were not choshed people, and people aren't going to think that. So therefore, when it's a rabbin thing, when the city gets together, the community gets together, and they hire the guy to collect the garbage, so if people are going to see the guy collecting the garbage from the street on Shabbos, they're not going to say, hey, the whole community probably hired him by the hour, by the day, and they're being Ivana Isser. When it comes to the rabbim, we don't have a problem of chashad. So that would be okay. Avol b'schir yoyim pshita da'asr. But it's, of course, you did it correctly. You hired him by the job. If you hired him by the hour, by the day, so that doesn't help that it's a rabbim. That's not a heter. V'acharoinim hisigu al taimai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but the Achrayim are not so happy with the Magen Avraham. They ask on his reason. V'daitam, and they say no. The Einaf Kamina b'zeho inyan be'rabim liyochid. They say there's no difference between whether it is the public or the private. V'gam hu'atz be'atzmei kosav le'besayif, and even the Magen Avraham, who was coming to explain the minig of those places that did it, he himself writes at the end, d'v'mokim she'ein noyagin heter, Berachayv ein lahakel, that a place that doesn't have this minig should not start to minig and be mekel. Ayin sham taimai diyesh chilul Hashem medaver l'chudakamei, because as we'll see a little later, because there's a chilul Hashem going on here. Now it is interesting. There's 1 second edition of days. Where is it? There is another case. There is another case later on in Reish Nun Beis. In Reish Nun Beis, in the Shartzion there, in Sivkat and Yud Zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah over there, it's again talking about a guy doing malacha by the job, very similar cases. And the Shartzion over there says, Ra'isi, I've seen certain places they hire a guy, bikablonis, by the job, Linair es pishteyam b'chatzeron, to shake out the flax in their chatzer, uminarim gam b'yoyim haShabbos, and they do it on Shabbos. He says v'lo yafe emaisim. He says it's not a good thing. Why? Because even if the whole city does things b'kablonis, however, this is being done in the reshus of Yisrael, and over there it says when things are done in the Jew's property, in his property, it's much more chamer. So over there, it's a very interesting thing. He gives an eitzah there. And over there, he says, if you want to be able to do it, you should be makna the pishtan on Erev Shabbos to the goyim. You should give it to them, make a kinyan. Now it's theirs. So now it's the goyim's pishtan. He happens to be doing it in your rishos. So therefore, there's a heter to do it like that. Beretz Hashem will get there. Maybe we'll take it apart a little bit more. But that's over there. He gives Epsa Eitza. Somehow by the Zevel, it's not the same idea. So I think the over there, the Pishtan was there's it's not because it's mechubar. Over there, the idea is something being done in a Jewish rishus. So what's being done? They're taking the flax and they're whatever they do to flax, and they're so as long as you're maknit to them before Shabbos, it belongs to them. Then it's mamish their flax, right? Mashen kain. So mashen kain here. The chiddush of the Mishabur is when you take the zevel, you're being misakein the ground. Whether it's your chatzar, whether it's the rechayiv, there's a mechuber aspect. Mechuber is even more chamer than everything, and therefore, now, it wouldn't be help you to go and be makna the zevel to him, because it's not so much the zevel being the problem, it's fixing your ground. No one's going to start going to makna their whole ground to the guy on Erev Shabbos. That would be, I guess, you know, a little bit too much. And you can't be makna in the whole city. So I guess it gets a little bit out of hand. So, but when it comes out of halacha lemaisa in certain cases, I can't even remember which cases, but in certain cases, halacha lemaisa, practical cases, when they bring up all these different Mishnah Berurahs, so you have to know which case does your, which of these halachas does your case fit into. In the Zevel case, the Pishtan case, in the Pishtan case there might be an Eitzah, right? In Mashenk, in the Zevel case doesn't seem to be such an Eitzah, so that's just an interesting interesting maramak.
How does being Makmut in an Erev Shabbos take care of the Marasayan problem? People don't know that he was Makmut in Erev Shabbos.
See, yeah, so that's, okay, so we'll have to see over there. But people don't know they're Makna. It could be Chazal weren't. I'm not sure. One second. I don't know if it's over there. Again, yeah. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't remember. No. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll get there one day. All right, let's go back to our Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Vihine. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu im nemer de visharabim leka chashada. So he just brought a machloikis. The Magen Avraham was coming to try to explain the minig of those places that had a guy pick up the zelva from the street. He said, "What happened to chashad? Rabim's not a problem." He brought other achrayim who say, "No, rabim is a even rabim is a chashad." Now he says, "Vihine." Afilu im nemer de visharabim leka chashada. Even if I'm going to agree to the Magen Avraham's reasoning that when it's a public, the public is doing it, there's no problem with chashad. Mikol makom hiskim haMagen Avraham shein lahater livnois beis haKnesses b'Shabbos b'Kablonos. Oh, the Magen Avraham says, what happens if we want to build a shul? Want to build a shul? You hire goyim to build a shul b'Kablonos, and they want to build on Shabbos. Now, according to the reasoning of the Magen Avraham, that whenever anything is shal rabim, there's no chashad, which is why those places had the garbage being picked up on Shabbos. So here we have a case of building. Now, usually building is private houses. But a shul is a rabim building something. So the chayra, we should be allowed the goyim to build on Shabbos. So this is what he said before, that he means chil Hashem. Ki bizmanenu, she'en ha'umay shcheinenu. In our times, when our neighbors, the goyim, are not menichim l'shum adam lases melacha b'farhesia b'yoyim chagam, on the day of their holidays, I guess shiklanyan and the yoyima, right? On the day of their holidays, they don't let anybody do any work publicly. It's a vacation day. No building is allowed to go on their chaga, on their holidays. So now, on their holidays, no one's allowed to build. And on our Shabbos, they're going to be building a shul for us? If we're going to let the Goyim go build for us a shul on Shabbos and Yontif, we're going to allow it on our Shabbos and Yontif when they refuse to allow it on their Chagah, that's a Chil Hashem, and that's not allowed. So forget about the intricacies of Hilchas Shabbos. You're right, granted, there may not be a Chashad because it's a Rabbim, but there's a Chil Hashem. But nevertheless, Kasvu Kamachrainim Dim Yesh Chashash Chil Chas V'Shalom Sheisvatel Habinyan Beisakneses Legamri. What happens if we don't allow the Goyim to build it on Shabbos? It's just not going to happen. Technically, it's just not going to happen. They refuse to take a day off every week. Maybe it'll be 2 days because maybe they won't work Sundays either. But they won't. They don't take. And if they don't take a day off, there's no going to be no shul built. Mutter lahaniach lenihudu livnoi seker shul bekablonis. You're allowed to let the guy build it when it is bekablonis. Ubelvad shim afursim lechal shul bekablonis. But it has to be that it's publicly acknowledged. Everyone knows that it is bekablonis because we first want to get out of the maris ayin issue. Meaning, he's saying, that even though, yes, the Magen Avraham said berabim, there's no chashad, but we did say there are those who argue on the Magen Avraham. So therefore, make sure you publicize it that it's bekablonis. There's a chil Hashem aspect. That's true. There might be a chil Hashem aspect. But the flip side of it is that if not, there's going to be no shul. So which is better? Is it better not to have a shul and not to have the chil Hashem again, or they have that chil Hashem that doesn't look right, but at the end of the day, they need a shul? And Memela, so those Achrayim say, if the Beinyan Beis HaKnesses is going to become this Batel Legamri, so Memela, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, as long as everybody knows that it is Bekablonis. Okay, that is the end of Sif Aleph, so I guess we'll stop over here, because we're not going to be able to get even to the Mishnah Berurah of Sif Beis, so we might as well do it with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll continue Bez Hashem next time.